You may be seated. Brothers and sisters, grace to you and peace from God, who is our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus, who is the Christ, our Messiah. Amen. Well, if you are a first-time guest with us, just so you know, we don't always simply read one reading, and very rarely, if ever, do we read from the book of Zephaniah. However, as part of our sermon series, there is nothing minor about these prophets. We are looking at the final six books of the Old Testament, and this week we get to look at the book of Zephaniah. Now, a little bit of background for you. Zephaniah is a prophet who was a prophet at the same time, around the same time as the one we looked at, our prophet we looked at last week, Habakkuk. But he was particularly at a time in the time of ancient Israel when there was a king by the name of Josiah. Now, as I told first service, Josiah might have been the name of my youngest child, Leah, if she would have been a boy. It was Jonah versus Josiah. Those were the two names. I was kind of a Josiah guy. And the reason is because Josiah is one of the heroes of the Old Testament. If you've taken Disciple 1 or if you've ever read through 1 Kings or 2 Kings or 1 Chronicles or 2 Chronicles, what you'll see is the different kings of Israel. And as they are listed, they will say the name of the king, and then most of them say, and he did what was evil in the sight of the Lord. Well, when you get to Josiah, it says different. It said, Josiah was the king over Israel for this many times, the king over Judah, actually, and he did what was right in the sight of the Lord. And Josiah was a king who was trying to help the people of Judah, of the southern kingdom, to try to help them get back, really, to the heart of their faith, to be people who were living their faith rightly and fully and with strength and with courage. And Zephaniah was a prophet who was trying really to help some of these reforms of Josiah to come about. And so the image for the day that I would like for you to think about is an image that is very much a part of my thinking right now, because it was what I did yesterday. Think of, for example, your house. How many of you ever have a messy house? How many of you ever have things strewn all over, either on your floor or on your counter space, that you look at sometimes and walk by and go, oh God, I don't want to even think about this right now. I don't want to deal with this right now. Anybody ever been there? Yeah, well, let me tell you a little story about me. When I was growing up, my room was a disaster. I mean, literally, a disaster. You couldn't see anything on the floor. It was messed up. I don't know how I lived like that, but I did. But I do know how I lived like that. I was really lazy when I was growing up as a kid. And I didn't want to clean up my room. But the reality is this, is that now that I have children of my own, whenever their rooms get like mine were, I don't like it at all. I don't like it one bit. As a matter of fact, I like to have a straight house. I really do. I don't really care if it's clean. Like Heidi says, David, it's not clean. It's straight, but it's not clean. Those are two different things. To me, they're the same thing. As long as it's straight, I don't see dust. I don't see dirt, but I like things straight. And that is very important. Now, take that image with you today as we think about Zephaniah, the image of your house and how you feel when things are kind of cluttered, because really what Zephaniah is talking about today is about that feeling we have in our own lives when things are really cluttered, when things are messy, when things aren't where they need to be. When Zephaniah is talking in his book, what he is talking about during the time of Josiah is that people were kind of cluttered in their lives with God. They either just ignored the clutter, or they were just so overwhelmed by the clutter that they didn't want to deal with it, or they found other things to keep their attention, that they would just walk past the clutter. And what Zephaniah said and what Josiah was trying to do at that time in the life of ancient Israel was to get them back to the heart of what was good and what was right and what was clean, which was total trust and faith in God. Now, Zephaniah told them that what was going to happen is that in the midst of this messiness, in the midst of the clutter that was a part of their life, that they weren't cleaning up, that what was going to happen is that was going to kind of overwhelm them, and then they would be taken away. They would be taken away and taken into exile, and then there would be a part of them, what he called the remnant, that would return and make everything okay. Now, that was what Zephaniah said to the people. That's what the book of Zephaniah is about. It's about this group, this people of Israel, getting rid of their clutter. And then, in the midst of that, being met by God and being made new again. Now, I can tell you that when I look at the counter in my kitchen that has mail just sitting there, I need a remnant of that mail to help me have new life. That means I've got to dig in and go through it all and throw things away and file things and not know exactly what to do. But to deal with that kind of minor stress, but stress nonetheless. Yesterday, we had that happen at our house because it was cleaning day. Heidi was gone. She was hiking with Michelle Young and gone pretty much all morning and into the afternoon. And it was up to me and the kids to straighten. And let me tell you, I told the kids they needed to do some stuff and they started trying to do it. And guess what? They did not do it well. It was frustrating. It was not easy dealing with the mess. It was not easy because I'm like, come on, guys, clean it up. And they would do, as kids normally do, just enough. You know that? Those of you who have kids, you know, they will do the minimum. You say, clean your room, and they kind of kick stuff under their bed. And say, look, Dad, it's clean. Well, no, not really. But how often do we do that in our own lives, too? When we're dealing with the messes and the clutter that's a part of our lives. Now, as Zephaniah is talking to the people of Judah, I think that that image works for us as we think about our own lives, because not only do we need a remnant in the midst of our cluttered homes, but we also need kind of a remnant in our hearts to be a place where we remove some of the clutter, the shame, the pain, the struggle, the thoughts, the frustrations, all of those things that are a part of our lives that can clutter us, they need to be taken into exile too. They need to be used by the God and taken by the God who loves us so much away. We need that for our lives too. If you look at Zephaniah, we are made a couple of promises here. Our God says this, "For I will leave in the midst of you a people humble and lowly. They shall seek refuge in the name of the Lord, the remnant of Israel," he says. And in our lives that can get so cluttered and so messy, we need a remnant in our own lives of faith, the remnant of God's grace that can empower us to be the people whom God would call us to be. You know, I often wonder if, when we're going through pain and struggle, if we know that in the midst of that, God can bring something good out of it. We often wonder that. Some people question whether God causes it, and other people say he does or he doesn't. But the reality is this. In the midst of that, God meets us. Just as God met this people who were exiled in Babylon, he brought them back out of that so that they might indeed find, in the midst of their life, humility and a sense of God's presence, and that they might do exactly what he had hoped they would do, find refuge in the name of the Lord. So often the things that clutter our lives are the things that we seek to find refuge in other than God and other than God's promise. But what God's promise is this: do not fear and do not let your hands grow weak. The Lord your God is in your midst, a warrior who gives victory, who will rejoice over you with gladness, and who will remove you, who will remove the disaster from you, who will change your shame into praise, and at the time will bring you home. It is the God who meets us in our messiness, who meets us in our clutter, the God who takes all of that away and brings us home. It reminds me of what it felt like yesterday after fighting with my boys to clean up the playroom, who when they first started trying to declutter, they really didn't do it that well. And then I made it very clear to them they needed to listen to their father. Maybe kind of like Zephaniah and God and the prophets sometimes say, you know what, you really need to take God seriously on this right now. And so, I left. I went out to mow the lawn, and I left them in charge to clean up the clutter of that playroom. And later in the day, I came in. And it was perfect. I could walk across the playroom from one end to the other and not step on a toy. I looked to the side and saw things in their place. Not only was it decluttered, it was actually really, really well cleaned, well straightened. And so guess what I did? Seriously, I walked across that room 4 or 5 times. Just living in the sacred space that was the playroom that was straightened and not full of clutter. And you know what that feels like? Well, that's what God does in your life when your heart and your faith are decluttered. And God pushes all of the other stuff into exile, and you're left with the remnant of the grace of God. Like that room that is straight and exactly as it should be. And as much as I want it to stay that way, it'll probably not be that way after about 2 o'clock today. But I can remember what it was like and know that one day it will be that way again. That, my friends, is what God does in your life. That, my friends, is the feeling that you have when you know that God has decluttered your heart. In Jesus' name, amen.